So our last session and activation is going to be on the love relationship. And so I thought about this, you know, how does intercession affect our love relationship with the Lord? And it actually really affects it, probably more than we realize. And the reason why I think that is because when you're interceding for anything, a person, a city, a nation, a circumstance, you begin to experience the Father's heart, His love. How can you not then be affected in your heart towards Him? I mean, you are. And the longer that you are in this move of prayer, praying for other people, crying out, standing in the gap, the more experience you're having with His heart of love. Because in this process, it's always about God's love. When we pray for an individual, when we pray for the church, when we pray for the city, the nation, it's about God's love. How He loves us. Oh, how He loves us.
Yes.
Right? So as that's happening, we're experiencing that. And you just find how wonderful He is, and it draws you so much closer to Him. So I was thinking about this last night, and like, okay, what am I going to say about this? And so I want to read this, because this to me encapsulates it, all right? So this is really out of Dutch Sheet's book that we're using for the prayer class. It's in the last chapter, The Pleasure of Intercession. And this was one of Dutch Sheet's personal intercessors. And she prays for him, his family, his ministry. And this is what she says. To me, intercession is just like serving a king. I may be summoned to his presence at any hour of the day or night. When I answer this call to come into his court, he then shares with me the secret burdens of his heart. And I find myself weeping with him. What an awesome privilege to commune heart to heart with the King of Kings. Knowing him in this place of intimacy is a treasure that cannot be measured. Sometimes I feel my heart burn with his anger at an unjust situation. And I have also felt the overwhelming joy of victory when he has trounced his enemies. But the greatest pleasure of all is knowing the depth of his love. As I pray and lift up others before his throne of grace, I feel an intensity of love that is beyond my own comprehension, as the way he loves each one is somehow imparted to me. Now and then, overwhelmed with a deep sense of awe, I lie on the floor for hours with him, unable to speak, perhaps softly weeping. I feel a depth of love that is impossible to describe to others. God is love. I believe this is his reward for us, his intercessors. He brings us into such an amazing depth of his presence that it is hard for us to leave that place. It is like a little sneak preview of Revelation 4 and 5. How could I live any other way? I'm spoiled for the ordinary. I'm in love with a king.
Yes.
I read that and that spoke so deeply to me. Isn't that how we feel? When we feel his love for someone who doesn't know him?
Yeah.
when we feel his love for those who don't know that there's a plan, a destiny for their lives. When we see someone is on the brink of disaster and we're praying him through and we're feeling his love. Isn't this how we feel? We're in love with the King. And he has been so gracious to us to call us into his courts. To call us to come boldly before his throne. And to weep. And to cry out. And to command the devil to back off.
Yes.
He has chosen to partner with us. And the more that we partner with him, the more we become to know his great love. Mm-hmm. And if he feels that way for others, then he must so feel that way for us. The beauty of his plan. The beauty of his plan. And how that knits us together. Heart. To heart, feeling your heart, Carol, that the Lord has placed within you, what we experienced here Thursday, knitting us heart to heart. Each one of you, I could say something to, as I've experienced your hearts, as you've poured yourselves out for him. What a beautiful plan. What a beautiful tapestry that he is weaving. And we are privileged and blessed to take part in that. So yes, it does affect the love relationship so much, because we learn who he is. Mm-hmm.